Rabbi Yaakov Chayef. So it's there in the Gemara Bava Kame. Rabbi Yaakov has to pay. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov, why is he lying? Rabbi Yaakov, Mishalom Chatzenezik. So the question is, that's a price. He was misado the prices. So, Rebchia, when he was misado the prices, he didn't know that the pshat is not that Rabbi Yaakov has to pay. Why should Rabbi Yaakov pay for every nezek of a chershid? But it means Rabbi Yaakov eimer mishal. So why didn't the prices say Rabbi Yaakov eimer? Chayv mishal and mishal. Rabbi Yaakov Mishal. The answer is Chaya the Mishnah says Nedias Chaya Vodolima Goloshin Rabbi Him. So here said as a certain measure, so she or him. So the Mishnah explains why did him say him is not a correct expression, but Hillel was a Talmid of Shmai Rav Talia. Is there a Mishnah in Edyes? Mishnah. Ligab Mikvois. Hillel Eimeya. Molei. Ein Maim. Shuvin Petlis Amik. So actually, you should say... Him, that's Gimel Kabi. Why did he say Hillel? It say Ein, because Shmai Vatalin or Gerim, they couldn't pronounce the H. But Hillel could pronounce it very well. He was not a Yah.
Not a
Gerim. So he mentioned it the way. The way his rabbi said, as a matter of fact, Rabbi Ober, whenever he mentioned what he heard from Reb Chaim, so if Reb Chaim, for some reason, when he mentioned something, he stammered, so Rabbi Ober, when he repeated, he also stammered. Yeah, he stammered. In other words, because Chayev Odom Lima B'Loshen Rabbi, sometimes you may ask a question, and the rabbi, I mean, for some reason, you know, he stammers. So when Rabbi Ober mentioned the svar of Reb Chaim, and if Reb Chaim, at that time, Valojan, maybe at the time, was thinking, so he hesitated, so he stammered, so Rabbi Ober also stammered. Chayv Adonim Valojan Rabbi. So Rabbi Shalim Diskin said, the business why Rabbi Ishe said, because he heard that Rabbi Yaakov said, Batzolt, Mishalem. So Mele, since Rabbi Yaakov didn't say Chayav Mishalem, and Rabbi Yaakov didn't say Irzog Mishalem, Rabbi Yaakov himself said, Mishalem, Batzolt. So Mele, the price had to express it that way. Why? There is a very didactic lesson, you see, how many mechshelim you have. The atele bilon godol, remeshe feinstein paskel. In what context did Rav Meisher Feinstein pass? Do you repeat everything that Rav Meisher said? No. They extend it, you see. So it's not
they
important.
Exaggerated.
It's not important what sickness is. That's not important. That's not important. It's important to know how Rav Yisef affected when he was sick. Or anyway, I got off on the tangent. Omla Abai at Amrat Noam, Vau Amrat Lon Hoysol, Mudol Yisri Yein Tesvov, Vishin Sol Yim Chet, Chov, Zevize Asurin Li Shameish. So if she was accustomed to see Dam every 15th day, and then she deviated, and she had a Riaz Dam on the 20th day, So Zevize Asurin, so Melech, she has to be Cheshesh for the 20th day and the 15th day. In other words, according to most Rishenim, there is a Machlekes Rishenim, whether this, Daf Samar Gimel, there's the Mishnah. That's the Magimul on the base, the last Mishnah. Hoysol Mudal Yisrael in Tesvov, Vishin Sol Yisrael in Chovze Vise Asirim, Shin So Pamayim in Chovze Vise Asirim, Shin So Gimul Pamayim in Chov, Huta Tesvov Vikovol in Chov, Shin Nisho Gibas Vese Gimul Gimul Pamayim, Tarafna Vese Gimul Pamayim Gimul Pamayim. So there are two Pshatim in Rishen. One Pshat is Hoysol Mudal Yisrael in Tesvov, that it is reference to a Veset Aflogi. And there is another Pshat that it is referenced to Veset Achidesh. But from the Pashtus Loshon HaGemara, it's mashma that it is referenced to a Veset Aflogi, not Veset Achidesh. So in other words, Hoysol Yimudol Yisrael Yim Tesvov Vishinsol Yim Chov. So in other words, she was accustomed to see Dam every 15th day. So now she had 4 years, let's say, starting with the base riyah, the initial riyah, on the first of Nisan, and then she saw Dam
on the first of the year.
And then she saw Dam, a second riyah she had on the 15th of Nisan, and then she had the third riyah on the 30th of Nisan, and then she had the fourth riyah on the 15th of the year, so 4 years. So hoiso limudol Yisrei yem tesvov vishin sol yem chov, and then so the fourth year took place on the 15th of the year. The first Aflogeria was the 15th of Nisan, the second Aflogeria was the 30th of Nisan, the third Aflogeria was Rias Afloge was the 15th of year. So she established the Vesta Kavua every 15th. Then she should have seen Dam and the what? And the 30th of year. But she didn't see Dam on the 30th of year. She saw Dam on the 20th. That is, now year is a Choser. So that means on the 4th of Sivan she saw Dam. So she didn't see on the 15th. The question is, does she have to be Cheshish? Does she have to be Cheshish for the 15th or for the 20th? Now, as far as the 15th, so he has a Veset Kavua. As far as the 20th, she has a Veset Sheni Kavua. Of course, a Veset Kavua is more homo than a Veset Sheni Kavua. But the Veset Sheni Kavua is also, you also have to be Cheshish. The only difference is, if a woman establishes a Veset Kavua to see every 15th day, so then it's Nekar only with 3 deviations. not one deviation. If a woman establishes a Vesachin Kavua to see on the 20th day as of the previous year, so then it can be revoked, it can be Nekar with one deviation. But a Vesachin Kavua is also significant. In other words, if a woman sees down, let's say on the first of Nisan, and then on the 15th of Nisan, so then she has to be chisheshes on the 30th of Nisan, not b'tiras veset kavua, but b'tiras veset sheni kavua. But if, one second, please, if she doesn't see down on the 30th of Nisan, so then on the 15th of Iyash, she doesn't have to be chisheshes, because since there was one deviation, so it's already neka. But if Vesachinikavua is also significant, she has to be chisheshes. But if she establishes the Vesachinikavua, so then even if she'll have one deviation, one omission, two omissions, not three, she still has to be chesheshes. Only if there'll be three deviations. But if it's a Vesachinik of Wa, so as long as there is one deviation, so it's already neka. So this woman, so in other words, she has two vestes. She has to be chesheshes. She has to be chesheshes for the Veset Kavua of every 15th day, and she has to be chesheshes for the Veset Sheini Kavua of the 20th day. Vishin so yin chof, zevize ashurim nishamish. Shin so pamayim yim chof, so the yin, so shin so pamayim yim chof, so again zevize ashurim. But if there will be shin so shleish upon him liim chof, so then the veset of tesvov will be nekaligam. So v'amrat lo nalo, that's a mish. V'amrat lo nalo. So Abaye said to Rav Yisrael, you said to us in the name of Rav Yud, in the name of Shmuel, Omar Rav Yud, Omar Shmuel, lo yishonu elo tesvov litviloso, shein chob beiz liriyoso. The hosom be made also koelo, avol tesvov liriyoso. The mizivoso koelo, loikiboy, loikobo, loikobo. So he says, so in other words, so here you mentioned that aloche, that a nisho is not kiveres veset besech mizivoso. Because the Mishnah says that there is such a minyan as a veset kavua. So you said in the name of Shmuel that Mishnah has reference to tesvov litviloso, not tesvov litviloso. Why? What's wrong with tesvov litviloso? Tesvov litviloso would mean what I mentioned before. In other words, the initial year was on the first of Nisan. Then the second year was the 15th of Nisan. Then the third year was on the 30th of Nisan, and then the fourth year would be on the 15th of year, the 15th of year. But then, if she had the riyas dam on the 15th of Nisan, after the initial riyah on the first of Nisan, so the second riyah is meizive, because it's in the Yudalev Yeim, she be nidal nide. Then, when she has a riyas dam, on the 15th, and then she has another riyas dam, on the 30th, so it's again yemezive. So how is she kivasi veset? So Shmuel said, no, when the Mishnah says, He doesn't have reference to the case where she had an initial Ri on the first of Nisan, and then a second Ri on the 15th of Nisan, and then a third Ri on the 30th of Nisan, and then a fourth Ri on the 15th of Iyar. But it means Yein Tesvov Litvilosa. In other words, we are talking before Takonis Rabbeinu HaKodesh Besodes and before Takonis Rab Zeire. So when a woman saw Dam B'Meinige, she was Tmeir 7 days, and then the night of the 8th day, she was Tivelis. So if she saw Dam on the first of Nis, and then so she was Tmeir 7 days, and the night after the 7th day, she was Tivelis. And then she saw Dam on the 15th, is of the 8th, so that is the 22nd is of the previous year. So it's not Yemezive. So Mele she's Givaz Veset. But if she saw Dam on the 15th of Nisan and the 30th of Nisan and the 15th of Iyar, so all the Riyas took place in Yemezive, she's not Givaz Veset. But the Mishnah says she is Givaz Veset. So Shmuel said the Mishnah is reference to the case where the initial Riyah was the first of Nisan and the second Riyah was on the 15th of the Tfile, the 22nd of Nisan, the night of the 22nd of Nisan. And then she's Givaz Veset. But Omar Rav Yudah Mashmuel Lo Yishon Tzvov Tzvoso Shin Chav Beis L'Riyoso Dosa Nidose Koyelo Avol Tzvov L'Riyoso Mitzvose Koyelo Yikove. So in other words, so you said it in the name of Shmuel, this Rav Chie Barav Zaloche, that Inisho Kivas Lo Veset B'Sirch Mitzvose. Now let's see the Rashi. Very important, every word for Rashi. At anritten long kinem khil ya khagas in wa anritten long al mischen so mat und mich me mich me de nische gewasel wessen me sie we li mutter gilo in des vor wir kamen vorstellen des vor zu losser wie schin so wessel im kopf pa machas se wie se asur im zoch li mat des vor scho war scho sehr schei klaim in tino schematir di kaimo und khai wollen li fris nicht is am besto wenn so klima im hof scho was bi schein idi allah kama ki shi yaz li agiat es vov asur li shamei schein vestu va dein li dil gate yelo pa machas ve investet ne kavi pores mit im upamin u shi agi im hof vi shel hof asur li shamei schematik va vestet mi hof hof schein separa hast im hof וכן פעמיים מרחוב זה בזה אסורים אם תסבוב ימחוף אבו אבל אם הוא פעם למחוף סודן להתבי שינויים סוד יצנקה חוטה אם תסבוב נסה ימחוף לא ישנו אם תסבוב אבא זה גבוה לבו יתלות את זה נמיקרה אלא שסוגיל לרס אם תסבוב לתפילוסו לסייף ימי זין נידה וראי לי אם תסבוב שהוא ימחוף בייס לריוסו We are talking about the days when he needed, did not have to count Zainikim, just 7 days. Therefore, show me you may save, we save you press, for I tell you, you really is when needed. So, all right. So Shmuel said that, Omar Rav Pope, Amritel Ishmaitze Kame, the Rav Yudem Yisakarte, this aloche by Shmuel, Chie, Baravune or Shmuel's thing that Inisho Kivas Loveset Biseich Yemezibosa. So that is established. Mikvali Kova. Meichu Shmau Dineichishlo. The question is, maybe it's not established as a Veset Kavua. Veset Kavua means that in order to be Nekar, it requires 3 deviations. So if it took place 3 times in the Yimei Zivei, it doesn't become established as a Veset Kavua. But maybe if it took place three times, Nimezive, it becomes established as a Veset Sheni Kavua. She still has to be Cheshish, but not as a Veset Kavua, but as a Veset Kavua. What's Nafkamine? Veset Kavua so requires three deviations in order to be revoked. And the Veset Sheni Kavua requires only one Shinu, one deviation in order to be revoked. Meichash Mali, Meichash Leishtik.
What is Eina Kavua?
Eina Kavua means if you saw just one Riyah, let's say, on the 15th of Nisan.
Yeah.
So you have to be Cheshish, she's Asura Lebailo on the 15th of Riyah. That's the Vesesh Eina Kavua. But if you saw Dam on the 15th of Nisan, the 15th of Riyah, the 15th of Sivan, so then it's a Vesesh Kavua on the 15th of Tamuz.
And she needs three
deviations to be water. Omar Rav Popa Amritu Ishmaite Kam Ravid Meskal Te Mikvel Kava Meich Ushmal Neich Shlo Yishtek Vel Yomal Evoi Mide. He didn't answer. Omar Rav Popa Nerzana Hoy Soli Mudol Yisrael Yitkesvot Vishin Soli Yimchov Zev Ze Asurim Vyom Avin Mashmuel Lo Yishono Yitkesvot Litveloso Shein Chob Beis Liriyoso Vishin Solim Chavzayan, the Chihad Reviose Esrim Vitarte, Kainalom Besech Yemezi Voso, Vikotone Zeveze Asurim, Alme de Chashinol. So Rav Popa was Midaik, from Shmuel's memory. Shmuel said, Pshat Nemish, that Hoy Solim Udol Yerushim Tesfot, Vishin Solim Chav Zeveze Asurim. And Shmuel explained that it means Tesvov. Litviloso, so it's Chobbeis Lirioso. So the Mishnah says, in effect, according to Shmuel's Pshat, that if a woman saw Dam on the first of Nisan, and then she saw Dam again, on the 22nd of Nisan, and then, so she had to be Cheshes for the Chobbeis. But there was one Shinu and she saw Dam and the Chav Zayin, so she has to be Cheshesh for the 22nd day as of the previous year and the 27th day. Now the question is, what does it mean, she has to be Cheshesh for the 22nd and for the 27th? She had one omission. She didn't see Dam once on the 22nd as of the previous year. She established the Veset Kavua to see Dam every 22nd day. Every 22nd day. I don't want to figure it out in terms of the months, so then I have to do some calculation. I might make a mistake because one is Moli, one is Chosa. So in other words, so she saw Dam on the first of Nisan and then she saw Dam again on the 22nd of Nisan, then she saw Dam on the 22nd as of the 22nd. So that's the third year, and then she saw Dam again on the 22nd as of the second 22nd. She already established the Veset Kavua to see Dam on the 22nd. But then, after she saw Dam on the first 22nd as of the first 22nd, she saw Dam again on the second 22nd as of the previous 22nd, so, and she expected to see Dam on the third 22nd. She didn't see Dam on the third 22nd, but she saw Dam on the 27th. So she has to be Cheshesh. She has to be Cheshes for the 22nd and for the 27th. So the question is, she has to be Cheshes for the 22nd as of the heretofore 22nd when she didn't see Dam, or she has to be Cheshes for the 22nd as of the 27th when she saw Dam. So at that point, there is a machlokes between Rav Popa and Rav Huna ben Rav Yishua. According to Rav Popa, if she established the Veset Kavua to see every 22nd day, and then one time she didn't see on the 22nd day, she saw that to the 27th day, but one shino is not does not revoke, is not ikea, the veset kavua. So she has to be anticipate down on the next 22nd. So according to Rav Pope, she has to anticipate down on the next 22nd is of the 22nd. And according to Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, she has to anticipate down on the next 22nd is of the 27th. In other words, according to Rav Pope, she has to be chishesh for the Mian Ro, she has to start counting from the day she should have seen the dam, if everything had been the regular way. But for some reason, she had one omission, but that does not change her count. Suppose she didn't have an issue, so then she would have to count from the 22nd. But she had issue, and she didn't see dam on the 22nd. The last time she saw dam on the 27th. So Rav Pope says, when she anticipates a Riyas dam in the next month, she has to anticipate it on the 22nd, as of the 22nd. And Rav Huna Breida Rabbi Yeshua, in other words, he has to be chishish for the Mian Oro. And Rav Huna Breida Rabbi Yeshua says, no, has to be chishish not for the Mian Oro, but for the actual Minyan. From the, she has to be chishish, maybe she'll have a rie on the 22nd, as of the 27th. So because of Rav Pope, Esri Tartim, in other words, me and all, that's how Rishim called. Nido Pisro, Esrim Zayim, insofar as the being chishish for the Veset is concerned, so Rav Pope holds, we have to count it from the Min Oro, not from the actual Minyan when she saw it. But insofar as the actual, as the count of the cycles of Yemenide and Zibe concerned, there even Rav Pope admits that we don't consider it from the point of view of Minyan Oro, but from the actual, in other words, what's the count in the cycles of Nizide? When the initial year takes place, so the first 7 days is Yemeide. Then 11 days is Yemeizive. Then again 7 days is Yemeide. Then again 11 days. So on that we have a machleket between the Rambam and the Ramban. And again, all the Rishonim agree the sheet of the Ramban, and there are many Gemores that corroborate the sheet of the Ramban. But according to the Rambam, on the surface, it appears that it's an uninterrupted Cheshbon. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. According to the Ramban, no, it's not a straight Cheshbon. 7-11, 7-11. But the initial Riyah is Ma introduces the Yemenide. Then, if she sees Dam in the 11 days following actual needles, so then it's Yemezive. But according to Ramban, only the 11 days that follow actual needles, but not 11 days following potential needles. According to the Rambam, but please don't interrupt me, do me a favor. But according to the Rambam, it's an uninterrupted Cheshbon 7-11, 7-11. From this Gemara, it appears like the Rambam. There are many Gemaras, and we had the Gemaras already. So this is also one of the Gemaras that indicate that Karaboy, the sheet of the Ramban. So here the Gemara says, because of Rav Pope, Esrim Itartim, Meninon, Nido Pisro, Esrim Izayim, Meninon. In other words, suppose in counting the cycles of Yemenide and Meizive, if a woman had a change, an omission, and she did not have a Riyas Dam on the 22nd day as of the previous 22nd day, but she had a Riyas Dam on the 27th day as of the previous 22nd day. So as far as the cycles of Yeminido and Ziva are concerned, so you have to consider it 7-11 from the 27th day, not from the 22nd day. That's like the sheet of the Ramban. In other words, that only the Yudalef Yeim that follow actual Nidus, not the Yudalef Yeim that follow the 7 days of potential Nidus. So it's a Gemara Mefereshes like the
Ramban.
It's a Gemara Mefereshes like the Ramban. So in other words, so we have to resort. I mentioned the teretz of the Chavizdas. The Chavizdas puts a limitation on the Shittas Rambam. He says that the Rambam is chilek and Ramban only in respect to a woman who doesn't have a veset kavua. So then it's an uninterrupted cheshbon. But vis-a-vis a woman who has a veset kavua, so then the Rambam is made of the Ramban. That will answer all the kashas. So Mele, why is there a difference? Because vis-a-vis a woman who has a veset kavua, the Rambam couldn't say it's an uninterrupted cheshbon, because the Torah calls Yemei Zive below Eis Nidoso. What does it mean, below Eis Nidoso? It's not a normal situation. It's not the regular days of seeing that. So, but Rambam Shiti is, that is reference only to a woman who has a Veset Kavua, so Mimele, if it is in the 11 days following actual nidus, so that's a pathological condition. But if it is in the 11 days following potential nidus, it's not an abnormal condition. Mashein kein. So the Rambam would make it Ramban that it's not an interrupted cheshbon. Mashein kein, if the woman has no veset kavua, so she's not regular anyway. Some mele yemezive and yemenide are determined whether it's in the 11 days or in the 7 days, and there the count is a million or all. I mean, anyway. So the Gemara says, "Iksover afar pesach mitat mes mitat menin nido pisro mes mizay menin." So it's a raya. It's a raya. Al medechashinolo. Now let's see the Rashi. Vom Rav Yudit haites vofhanu itfile shichom beis liriyosa vishintol chov zayin v'katon lechemoti in chov beis asur lishamish v'kosot dal kodayt v'dahay chov beis lav liriyosa dilukoma el chov beis leisiyem shoyso ruyo liriz bei v'dilgosei davim zayin liriyosa uvsechim izive hi uvsechim izive hi. One second. If we count
the Nido.
One second. Oh, if we count me in a row. So that means that it is the 22nd day, as of the 22nd day, and the 22nd day. But as far as the actual is concerned, it's Yom Yud Zayin. Yom Yud Zayin is B'sichim Eisive. And as far as the determination, the 17th day, and as far as the determination of the Yemezive and Menid is concerned, so there we don't count me in a row, but we count to the actual read. It's like the Shittas HaRambam. Only Ligabe Kvias Vestes we count me in a role, but ye Pisrinide Visive, so we don't count me in a role, but after the actual way. So new piece in this is a mess, I mean, Rias de Lugo, um ye Rias of Zion at Ashte, Loyave El Yzion. Dilim Shaguyo Liris Kishidilkoman in the Mizir, Le have a call you may see there, the hopefully have base Maoyeme, peace record, Heshman and Idolim in need of his aid. So that's Rafop. So, in other words, Rafop is that we in the Heshman of Vestes we consider me in a role. In other words, when she has to anticipate, it is Dam, when she is a Surah Bailo. It will be on the 22nd as of the 22nd when she was supposed to have seen them, not the 22nd as of the 27th. So he says, but Rav Yeshua says, no, it's not me in a row, even in regard to Vestes. We don't count me in a row, but after the actual rear. So she has to be chesed the 22nd as of the 27th, not the 22nd as of the 22nd. So, Mimai, the Omer Avon Ravi Shuil, Rav Popa Mimai, Dil Meestri, Mitalti, Name Meestri, Mizaymanin, Dichihad Revi Oseestri, Mitalti, Kaimul Sechim, Minidosa, Vochname Mistapa. So it's a machlekes between Rav Popa and Rav Huna Brid, Rav Yeshua, whether vis-a-vis the cheshbon of Yeminidim Meziv, everybody admits that we don't count me in all, but actual me. But vis-a-vis Kvias Vestes, so Rav Popa says that we count me in all. In other words, she is a Surah Lebailo on the 22nd, as of the 22nd, as of the last 22nd, even though the last 22nd she had no mission, she didn't see them, but she should have seen them. So may we count it. We counted the 22nd as of the last 22nd. And the according to Rav Yeshua, even in regard to Kfias Vestes, we only count the 22nd as of the 27th, not as of the 22nd. So Rav Huna Brid Rav Yeshua says, Erai. So, the Vachanami Mistabra, the Loitemi Oche, if you are going to say that we have to count in regard to Vestes, me in a row, so then it will turn out, Haitani Gilte. The Ram Yeyene, the Kafshi Yeyene, the Ram Yeyene, the Kafshi Yeyene, the Kafshi Treyene, the Ram Echad Yeyene, Kohoto Nakte, Kto Kame Nakte, Kohor Nakte, Al Kohor Kedle Kame Nakte. In other words, suppose a hen, so she laid an egg on Shabbos. She laid an egg on Shabbos. And then on Sunday she didn't lay any eggs. She didn't lay any eggs. And on Monday, she laid eggs. So she started laying eggs on Shabbos. So, Shabbos was the first day. The second day, Sunday, she didn't lay any eggs. The third day, Monday, so she laid eggs. The third day, Monday, she laid eggs. The fourth, so, Haitan Gele. The Ram Yeyeme, she laid an egg, let's say on Shabbos. The Kaf Yeyeme, and she didn't lay any egg on Sunday. The Ram Yeyeme, on the third day, on Monday, she laid an egg. The Ram Yeyeme, so on Monday, she laid an egg. Vikafshi Eine. And then Wednesday, she didn't lay any egg. Now, what would have been the normal thing for her? And Wednesday, she didn't lay any egg. And Wednesday, she didn't lay any egg. So on Thursday, she should lay an egg. So the Ram Yeyene and Shabbos laid an egg. The Kaf Yeyene on Sunday she didn't lay an egg. The Ram Yeyene on Monday she laid an egg. And the Kaf Yeyene and on Tuesday she didn't lay any egg. And then on Wednesday she should have laid an egg. So then vikafshe yeme vikafshe trei yeme viram yechad yeme kohotu nakte kidl kamei nakte kinikola nakte. So al kohotu kamei nakte. In other words, if let's say on Shabbos she laid an egg, or let's start with Sunday so I won't become confused. This is the first day of the week. And so on Sunday, the first day of the week, she laid an egg. And then on Monday, the second day of the week, she didn't lay an egg. Then on Tuesday, the third day of the week, so she laid an egg. And then on Wednesday, so again, let's start. Haitan Gil de Ram Yeime, on Sunday, the first day of the week, she laid an egg. Vikaf Yeime, on Monday, she didn't lay an egg. Viram Yeime, on Tuesday, she laid an egg. In other words, every odd number of the week, so she lays an egg. And every even number of the week, so she didn't lay an egg. So Ram Yeime on Sunday, Vikaf Yeime on Monday, Viram Yeime on Tuesday, Vikaf Yeime on Wednesday, and then on Thursday she should lay an egg, but she didn't lay an egg on Thursday either. V'ram yechad yeme, and then on Friday, so she laid an egg. Ki hadre nakte, what would we anticipate on Shabbos? Shabbos would be the eighth day. So then we would anticipate that on Shabbos, she should not lay an egg. So in other words, we are not considering me and all. But the way it, in other words, she's accustomed that on the day after she doesn't lay an egg, she lays an egg. But one time, instead of being kavish laying eggs, for one day she didn't lay eggs for 2 days. So instead of being kavish laying an egg just on Wednesday and Thursday to lay an egg, so she didn't lay an egg on Wednesday and on Thursday. Then on Friday, so she laid an egg. So what should we anticipate on Shabbos? What will happen to her? She will not lay an egg. She will be kavish an egg. Not lay an egg. Even though Shabbos will be the eighth day, that's when she started, you know, to lay eggs. And according to the regular routine, so the even number of days, so she should lay an egg, you know, the first of day and the third day, the fifth day. But since there was some deviation, so then we have to count it on the basis of what actually happened, not on the basis of what should have happened. So in other words, mi in a row means kidmikore. And the actual means kidl kamei. Al kol chokel kamei nakte. So what is true of laying eggs, which is based upon regilis, upon habit, should true of Vestas too? Vestas is also based upon upon regulus. So, Omer Rafope Elohode Omer Shlokish. In other words, we have a machlekes between Rafope and Rafun and Rav Yeshua, whether in determining Vestas, do we count on the basis of me in a row of what should have happened if everything had been the regular way, or the actual me, not me in a row, what should have happened. So Rav Popper said it's based upon me in a row, and Rav Unver Yeshua says no, not upon me in a row. So Omer Rav Popper hod Omer Shlokish Isha Kivas Lo Vesed B'Sich Meizi Vosa. In other words, suppose a woman had a rizdam on the first of the Chodesh, and then Shedar Rizdam on the fifth of the Chodesh. If the initial Riyah was on the first of the month, so the second Riyah on the fifth of the month is Yemenide. And then, so she saw Dam on the first of Nisan, and then she saw Dam on the fifth of Nisan, and then she saw Dam on the first of Iyar, and then she saw Dam on the fifth of Iyar, and then on Sivan she didn't see on the first of Sivan, she only saw on the fifth of Sivan. Vashte chazoye v'chamishe b'yach uvrish yach l'chazoye. On the first of Sivan she didn't see on Dam. V'kom ar isho kivuas loveset, Rabbi Yochanan says isho kivuas loveset b'sirchim nidoso. So the Gemara of Pope assumed that when Rabbi Yochanan says Ishok Vaslo Veset B'Seichri Menidoso, he has reference to the case where the initial Riyah took place on the first of Nisan, and then she had a Riyazdam on the fifth of Nisan, then she had another Riyah on the first of Iyar, and then she had another Riyah on the fifth of Iyar, and then she had another Riyah on the fifth of Sivan, and that first of Sivan, so she didn't have any Riyah. Now, so what kind of Riyahs did she have? How many Riyahs on the fifth of the month did she have? She had how many Riyahs on the first of the month did she have? She had two Riyahs on the first of the month, on the first of Nisan and on the first of Iyar. On the first of Sivan she didn't have any. How many Riyahs did she have on the fifth of the month? Three Riyahs. On the fifth of Nisan, on the fifth of Iyar, on the fifth of Sivan. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Isha kvas lo vesed b'sichim nidoso. That means she's a sur lebailo on the fifth of Tammuz. But the question is, why? Because she had three Riyahs on the fifth of Tammuz, but two Riyahs on the fifth of the month took place in May Nidosa, because since she had the Riyahs Dam on the first of Nisan, so Mele the fifth of Nisan was May Nidosa. Since she had that she saw Dam on the first of Iyar, so Mele the fifth of Iyar was May Nidosa. But the third Riyah on the fifth of the month, on the fifth of Sivan, was not May Nidosa. Why? Because she didn't see Dam on the first of Sivan. But two Riyahs took place in May Nidosa. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that even though two out of the three Riyahs took place in May Nidosa,